Speaking of the wonderful world of business, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
And I guess the ANZ seeing what many of us are suspecting, that things are going to slow down and be a little more fragile.
Yeah. Look, we've had a few days, haven't we, sort of relative calm in the sort of Trump trade tantrums. That's allowing us a little time to sort of process and think about the medium-term implications. So, you know, the medium-term focus was what were the tariffs on New Zealand products, what's the direct impact? But I think the tougher question is the direct effects. So we're now starting to see the impact of what financial markets are doing sort of in response to that. And I think one area that could eventually, potentially impact on a lot of people's lives is a change in the track of the official cash rate. Look, it was only a couple of weeks ago when the debate on the official cash rate, this is the way it was going. It was sort of coalescing around a reasonable consensus, or actually I think a firm consensus on a move to 3.25 in the OCR. Then there were differing opinions on the speed and the extent of any move lower than that. Now, events since the end of March, though, have combined to sort of materially change that view. And the market is now priced, the market pricing has now shifted to a terminal rate of 2.75 through the end of this year and into 2026. But yesterday, ANZ issued a note putting a 2.5% OCR into the picture. And this is all due to the uncertainty now around two things, really. It's our projected growth trajectory in New Zealand. That's being pushed lower. But also the impact on us of lower growth in all of our trading partners. I mean, you've been talking this morning about growth and about trade. I mean, data that we've seen recently also suggests there's some risk that the expected recovery is sort of milder. And I guess if it's milder, it's more vulnerable. And there's real concern over the impact of trade protections on global growth. Mike, if you crater US-China trade, it's going to have an impact, right? And irrespective of where we end up on tariffs, right now, there's a hiatus of activity because no one really knows what the rules are going to be. I think you were talking to Nick Mowbray earlier this week, and he said, you know, right now they're in a pause, aren't they, because they don't know what the rules are. It all adds up to the local economy potentially needing more of a helping hand from monetary policy than previously thought. And look, there is an outcome here, Mike, where you could see lower mortgage rates than we thought they were going to get to.
Exactly, which brings us to China, and under normal circumstances, not a bad number, but this is pre-drama, of course.
Yeah, so this is on the subject of global growth. We've talked about trying to keep sort of some focus on China data, given its importance to us in trade. Well, here's a good number. Actually, we had a good number last night, Mike, and retail sales number in the US overnight, people bringing forward spending before tariffs hit. Well, that sort of has the flip side of that is if you go back to China GDP lifted 5.4% year on year in the first quarter. That outcome was ahead of expectations, but it was partially due to a sort of a rush on exports. So they were desperately trying to get the stuff out the door, and the Americans were trying to desperately buy the stuff before the tariffs hit. So analysts were expecting sort of 5.1, 5.2. It's coming at 5.4. And they'd had a reasonably robust start to the year in China. Industrial output expanded 7.7% in March from a year ago. Retail sales in China also increased 5.9%, again, ahead of expectations. But the real issue, Mike, the real issue, the crux of this is what happens now, because there are material downgrades coming for China GDP growth over the rest of the year. And the key factor here being the extent to which export trade will slow because of the high level of tariffs on goods going into the US. I mean, you've got to assume at the moment trade will virtually stop. And that, of course, has much wider implications for the rest of the world. The National Bureau of Statistics in China described the current environment as becoming more complex and severe, which is self-evident, really, isn't it? Chinese authorities, they've downgraded the economic growth forecast. It's gone for 2025 from 4 to 3.4. That assumes that tariffs remain and you do get further stimulus measures from Beijing. I think while we've been talking, Mike, Jerome Powell has been doing an address in the US. He is now sort of saying it's getting a bit challenging for him because he's got the aspect of, you know, he's got tension between the inflationary pressure from tariffs, but at the same time, you slow growth and you've got an impact on the jobs market as well. So look, it's, you know what, Mike, I reckon we should all have a few days off.
I reckon let's take a breather. What are the numbers? Yep.
The Dow Jones is down 1.6%. It's just weakened a bit after Powell talked, 39,726. The S&P 500 is down 2.3%. That's 124 points. 5,272. And the NASDAQ weakened a little bit more, actually. It's down 3.5%. That's 595 points, 16,227. Overnight, the FTSE 100, though, gained small, 26 points. That's 0.3%, 8,275. The Nikkei was down 1%. 33,920. Shanghai Composite was up 8 points. The ASX 200 was pretty flat yesterday, lost 3 points, 7,758. But we gained almost 0.5% on the NZX 50 yesterday, up 57 points, 12,067. Kiwi dollar still quite strong versus the weaker US dollar, 0.5918 against the US, 0.9290 Aussie, 0.5197 against the euro, 0.4472 against the pound, 84.19 Japanese yen. Gold holding up there, $3,329, and a little bit of a lift in Brent crude as well, $65.80.
Have a great Easter, mate. Catch up next week. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz. Hosking. Just reinforcing what Andrew was saying, United Airlines yesterday came out and gave two forecasts for the first quarter. For the first quarter, they made some money, $380 odd million, so that was good. But they said two forecasts. One is what we think may happen, and the other one is we don't have a clue. Domestic travel's down significantly, and you're seeing that a lot in tourism at the moment in places like America. Domestic travel's down. International travel is up. Capacity is up as well. People are still prepared to pay the big money to travel around the world. 6:21 here at News Talk ZB. Dollars are